Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Love and loyalty in a dangerous world. Do not love the world for everything in the world. The cravings of a sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does comes not from the Father, but from the world. 1 John 2:15-16. It's easier to worship what is seen than what is unseen, which helps explain why many love the creation and neglect the Creator. But as Paul points out in Romans 1, love for the world, when set above love for its Maker, opens the door for a downward spiral of degradation, a theme John explores in chapter 2 of his letter, and Andrew Murray probes in this insight. Walk with Andrew Murray, a South African preacher and devotional writer in the late 1800s to early 1900s. The world is the power that mankind has fallen under through sin, and the God of this world, in order to deceive mankind, conceals himself under the form of what God has created. The world surrounds the Christian with temptations, as was the case in the Garden of Eden. We find in Genesis 3 the three characteristics which John mentions. 1. The lust of the flesh. The woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food. 2. The lust of the eyes, pleasing to the eyes. 3. The pride of life, desirable for gaining wisdom. And the world still offers us desirable food and much to please the fleshly appetites. Christian, you live in a dangerous world. Cleave fast to the Lord Jesus. But remember, there must be daily fellowship with Jesus. His love alone can expel the love of the world. Take time to be alone with your Lord. Today's New Testament reading is 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 through 17.
I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father but from the world. The world and its desires pass away. But whoever does the will of God lives forever.
Food, wealth, beauty, knowledge. None of these is, of itself, evil. The problem comes when you, like Eve, shift your love and loyalty from the one who made you to the things he made for you. As Andrew Murray suggests, the cure for a misplaced love for the world is deeper love for the Lord, a passion that grows with every hour you spend in his presence.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.